Episode 28, 29, what?
You know 28 is a multiple of?
I don't care.
Seven. So,
I don't really care. So clearly, Sean of Lee Podcast Imanza. There's something that happened over the weekend. Nobody cares. So, said no about Champions League. The only focus is about Champions League. Nobody cares to whatever happened over the weekend.
What happened over the weekend?
I think someone was heartbroken. I think there was a couple somewhere. Prince Harry alikuwa kicked out of the house.
How's that sport?
Prince Harry loves rugby. Yeah. So it's very sad to the rugby fraternity. Something happened over the weekend. Arsenal are gonna come back and they won 3-2. Congratulations to Arsenal. Who's
United? What happened?
I support AC Milan. AC Milan have qualified to the quarterfinals of the Champions League for the first time in 11 years. Shout out to Bianconeri.
What happened on Sunday specifically?
At Anfield. Anfield Road. At exactly 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. There was a massacre.
Feel free to talk. Feel free.
What do you feel?
Serious conversation, boss.
Serious
conversation.
What do you think? I really want to know.
Hey, bullet to the head.
So memaliza.
No, that's December.
Kwanza iko leta mafans wa Man U saba. Kila mtu atatemba mmoja.
I'm going to do this. You come in turn to tell me what happened. Then just decided of you.
Tuchambue.
Wapange tu line up on you.
We're supposed to be serious analysts. Where we discuss issues very seriously.
We are very serious. That was a serious
and something serious happened.
You know what happened? What happened?
That was a serious
movie. So, and then funny part was Adam gebaki uko ndani kidogo.
Let me just say in the simplest way, whenever ukienda kwa sometimes ukienda kwa DM and then umekuja na psych and then the first entrance
in a ribu
game. That's just what happened. If you understand, you understand. There's no other way to explain it because Adam is Elewi, man. But before the game, I was sure atunge shinda. I knew it was either a draw or a loss, but not 7-0. Not 7-0. Not 7-0.
As the form team. Not 7-0.
If you can do time, what do Liverpool want to line up? Kila mtu atakufunga.
Banzi, like any
guys who are lining up.
Hamko ni pande na Fabinho kwa box twice. Yo boya Nunes ile header.
Uh-huh.
And then boya, I think the third goal as well or the fourth goal. Alikuwa ndani ya box. Yani ame bypass Casemiro nini, he's in the box. Nikajua Hamko.
Wewe ilifika wakati Manio anatakiwa. Bruno amekaa huko hivi. Pia
una Rashford alikuwa anaangalia tu na shangaa what's going on.
Bruno amekaa huko hivyo na Ten Hag pia anaangalia shindwa. Wow, what is happening?
eight shots on target, 7 were goals.
Anyway, from an analysis point of view, your point ya kuweka wing backs Shaw and Dalot,
but also
solely on the like sometimes as we play, so you move as a unit to match a one player alone.
Uh-huh.
So liacha Shaw majority of the time alone. Mulikuwa mnatumaliza, man, because playing that way and having Robertson and Trent on your wings. Tulikuwa tunaisha.
Ulinaka kulikuwa na blanda ya Ten Hag.
Ten Hag alistructure sana.
Kweka Rashid katikati.
The whole structure for Ten Hag that game, niliona tuli aliblanda sana yo game.
Kuchiko duwa singa alifanya wanya alifanya Barcelona. But everybody was like, he gave me between Rashford and Trent. Whoever wins that battle, atashinda.
Exactly.
But what did Ubijamal Fanini? Aleka Rashford versus Van Dijk na Konate.
But also your game ya Barca to struggle. The first half your game ya Barca, Balde. Balde alikuwa because he had space free space against Shaw. Alikuwa anatumaliza. And that's the same thing that happened for the Liverpool game. We gave Trent to his space ya kukimbia, man.
Trent na Salah alikuwa
anamaliza. Wow.
I've never seen show amefanywa job hivi.
You know what hurt me the most? Mm. I see the fact to lose 7-0. Mm. It's the fact that Gakpo na yes. Nunes alifunga double against us. Niko wah. First Gakpo. Gakpo.
Salah
alifunga na assist.
No, alifunga
mbili.
There were 7 goals.
Seven. I stopped watching at some point. Kabisa, after 2-0, niliacha kuwatch kabisa. So, after nione Gakpo akifunga yake, na nikona Nunes. Kasama tu, yeah. That was done. That hurt me the most. Tungeshinwa hata 10, but at least 5 it okay from Van Dijk, 5 it okay from Salah, Musikina, but not Gakpo and Nunez. Because Gakpo first ametukata, as Ali to reject, and then Darwin Nunez, so of all people, so this season is not...
Gakpo lokata.
It's painful. It was really painful.
Alionyesha mwana aliwakata.
Yeah. That's the reason I didn't watch you guys. The and better man won.
Your best
life lesson.
Your best, but at the end of the day,
your best defender kwa nasafisha ana tumio kusafisha ground.
At the end of the day, it's just a 7. At the end of the day, sijui kama mtapewa trophy ya 7-0. Mimi sioni kama
mtapata. No, we don't want a trophy. In fact, we don't even want a trophy. We okay.
So, at the end of the day, maybe Gakpo na Nunez zitoka flop. And the only thing they'll have for Liverpool ni hiyo 7-0.
How do you know?
Who knows? Who knows? That already tuko na Carabao Cup. That's the start. Tunaenda FA Cup. And then Europa. In a season tuko na tatu. Ni continue bragging about 7-0. And then next season tuenda Premier League. Bro, Kiburi is back. Now tayari tunyamazisha.
Unaonyesha what the bow means in Carabao.
Magogi ni wako nasema the same thing. Ati mwane siki vibaha. Tuko Carabao. Tumeshinda tutashinda Europa. FA. Amerikumja mama zako. I'm broken.
Hey. Jesse mko na...
Anyway. It's not traffic for you guys.
Why should we get into the West Ham, man?
But not Liverpool.
I'm a Spurs.
Yeah, Liverpool niko najua. Nicheki tu boya kwanza, nikasema maisha yanda.
Same. After boya kwanza, I thought itakuwa kama Real tena.
Yeah.
Actually thought ajamwa atashinda 3-1. So when tulifungwa ni second half, then ujua katoka half time mapema. So second half ilianza, then tukafunga. I'm like, ala. Then before tawase tukafunga tena. So nikajiuliza, kwani Man U atamkasa ngapi? Because you're waiting for a response. And then there's no response coming. Then yanne. Then the team maker give up.
We give up. Kila mtu ilifika point now. After, the game plan ilienda to crap.
After 3 goals, mapile wote manio kwa nakimbila the same ball.
Something.
Wanaacha sala peke yake.
It's the same kama Leclerc Ferrari. For the F1 fund, vile Ferrari maze, ikikata, imekata, plan A, B, C, hadi wanafika plan E. Na bado wa finish the race.
But then the funny thing was, ilisikia ibari in plan A, nikajua.
Alisema tu tuende plan A, ati we stick to plan A, hako maliza race. Anyway, it's the same way. It was the same way. Ilifika to a point, everyone gave up. And ata si ilifika, ata Bruno Fernandes alikuwa nasema, sub me off, take me off. So, it got to a point everyone gave up. Everyone just gave up. So for me, as a United fan, I'm been quite interested, Kwana. How do we bounce back?
That's today.
How do we bounce back? Playing against Real Betis, playing over the weekend in Southampton.
Betis Mananzia home.
Home, yeah. I'm just curious, how do we bounce back? From the gameplay, from how, if we're going to win or not, I really want to know to come out to bounce back. Anyway, enough of that game, enough of that team. Kuna other important people to talk about.
Lakini mimi niko na swali. Wewe unafikiria hii nini? Hii win ya Liverpool itawa propel to...
No, I see. That's a good question. By the way, mimi naona top 4.
Mimi
naona number 4. They'll seal number 4. Watatoa Spurs hapo.
I think it'll be more because of Spurs messing up than Liverpool winning. Because the fact that tuko na advantage to kishinda game ya Bournemouth for the weekend, it just Spurs wamekuwa kilose. Not that because Liverpool have done anything wrong. Because we've just been as inconsistent
Kama Spurs. Yeah, yeah.
And funny thing is, matches at Bournemouth, now ndo tulipiga 9-0.
Yeah.
So piao, wana
like a revenge.
Na una wenye wali wasubua for a very long time.
Lakini pia game pia, refa kwa wetu.
Sasa isn't going to no
be. Yeah.
But also, mkwa team, iko your main team.
Aikuwa, yeah. Aikuwa, yeah. Tukwa meka tu kale ka...
Ekshikilia.
The second team, because kupunzisha sekada because of
Europa.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If we get top 4, I think it'd be more down to Spurs kuna sub than Spurs kuna consistent.
I foresee a run. You know, kuna run plan in Liverpool na konga now, especially towards the end of the season sometimes, where it's just now, it's 15 games remaining, yeah?
Not
15, 14, ama?
No, I'm just at 26, only 13. 12 games,
yeah. Okay. So,
but we have
I can't foresee, yeah, I can't foresee maybe a 9-game winning streak kile tu mnaenda tu mnaenda tu mnaenda tu mnaenda tu and that's small bumps
but in those 9 games unajua kuna Man City mahali
kuna Arsenal
kuna Chelsea mahali
uno they can Chelsea they can you mnaweza sumbua Chelsea
wait.
Mna Chelsea home ama away
are you sure demanda na Chelsea
sidani kama mnaona now
ile game
you done draw
both legs
I think anyway we'll confirm I'm not sure I thought Mazana Chelsea
but there's a run sometimes you kwatuna run and then game in versus Man City this is because of your
but it had
kwa we
and also it depend vile Man City atakuwa na fans atakuwa wapi it depend on a lot of factors
I have more faith in Ascu cha personally kujiona kama Anfield
okay
uko unakuja kutafuta draw
I think I'm game ya
mwisho mimi I wanted a draw from Anfield because ni ngumu Anfield hatupatangi anything Rashford afungangi
you lose point 37 games or something
wenga alisema manze hiyo atmosphere yako hivyo juu unaendanga juu una lose hata before kiko
it's very intense very intense
hata before ni wogo salishika signage akasema
alisema
tito atom koneva
pia kwanza this is Anfield ndio manze
anyway for him unajua hii kwake ni kama
it's like
exactly kwake ni kama ule mtoi manzi amekuja holiday Nairobi alafu amepewa whole 3 months ya kuexplore to Nairobi he's having fun
almost like Dakar Kamega
that
and ako na shoulder
kudadavua
yeah
anyway to the Champions League PSG out
are we shocked
not shocked yeah but in the last 5 years wametoka last 16
or quarters
or quarters 4 or 5 times this time walikuwa na Messi okay Neymar was injured but with Mbappe walikuwa wamesema they're setting up this team to win the Champions League clearly they're never going to win the Champions League at this rate
no.
So what's the plan Messi contract yake inaisha Mbappe contract yake inaisha Neymar already washaanza kusema he might leave so what's the plan what's the idea
so kuna sema kwanza name is out for 3 to 4 months
yeah actually for the rest of the season
so hata kuna sema somebody who's being paid so much money kuna haja kumweka anymore shida ni hiyo salo yake ndio atamchukua
but
niko nasikia leo asubuhi anasema your strategy ya PSG ya kubuy the best players you clearly jawak hadi wasaidia joshindio trophy jawak so ati wana wali hayo Luis Campos wali alikuwa na Monaco think Sevilla wana get now young players will come then they just take time to build to your team so you give it you know na give it 3 years kabla ya magusi yote because I think I'm on a at the best players it's not working for them na bana mwa
kama kawa hata wacheze bana hata wacheze subs watashinda tu bado PSG
umesikia wenye mola alikuwa anasema Messi club level nothing it's Ronaldo at Real is giving some problem
umesema hivi that's weird
mola anakuwa na kiburi ngine kwa hiyo akipata na certain teams watu na kiburi
amesema Messi club level aje kutusumbua
bana napenda hiyo about mola to be honest
he's real
asipenda ngi mambo yake oh you know Messi we have to you know like try why you being nice
yeah,
why are you trying to be nice every single time
Messi club
why are you trying to be politically correct every single time jibamba entertain your fans
this is like a German thing so cruise organization shirt na zaidi za cola ni nini cola ni
si kuna time hata mola anasema ati I hope Mbappe will see something different
jamaa.
Do you think Mbappe is under ban?
Banzi. It won't work for him.
Because I'm now thinking about
gameplay ban itampit.
I'm now thinking if it's not Real and not Liverpool.
And I don't want to.
Tena.
No, I think we had him a while back but I think his character if it nasisi.
So message
your side idea. Said he left image.
Okay.
Na Nunes, Gakpo, Luis Diaz and Rudy.
So message to your target Bellingham.
No, Bellingham is the main target.
So Bellingham wametolewa na Dortmund Champions League. Both legs versus Chelsea, a team that honestly
awako.
Awako. Ni season awako.
Domestically unatesa.
No, I'm saying anasema.
Chelsea.
Dortmund wamekuwa 10 game winning. You know the first game I lose 2023.
Yeah.
And also Potter it was that game walikuwa nasema if he doesn't qualify for the Champions League quarters mbona tunamkeep so Dortmund is dream mbona wako everything is should be on their favor but clearly ni kama PSG when it comes to Champions League nothing just works for them hata mko na all the players amazing players nothing works for you Bellingham now both games alikuwa absent
hajakuwa hajaonekana
alikuwa absent kabisa And now the
conversation.
Okay, okay. That is that a, maybe ni kama ile Rashford, ile period ya Rashford yenye mgongo ilikuwa tu inamsumbua and nothing was working for him. So is it a concern now for you guys? Kuona him struggling in the.
Let me tell you, a struggling Bellingham is better than what we have.
Na mtushinda 7-0. God damn, says a lot. Ujokwanza
tulio na midi yetu, tuko na midi yenu. Mimi kajua hii game hakuna tunashinda. I was so sure.
Hiyo nini? Hiyo for Liverpool to beat Man U, yao kwa momental.
It was momental. It was momental.
We wanted it more.
Yeah, yeah. There was that desire more.
Yeah. So walikuwa fa kwa these are big rivals. Sapa hivi hatuzi jiamba.
Especially at home.
Hatuzi jiamba.
Listen, kwa CP, do you think Liverpool going to run now go pa cause even against Man City, we did the same thing.
Okay.
We played well. Okay. But the next game,
kwa sababu mnacheza mmesema mnacheza Bournemouth and then and then mko away.
Yes.
For some reason this season away mko sawa man.
But about your game to ta struggle. So I'm like,
alafu unajua pia Bournemouth they were trying to make fun. So they've been very cautious.
They don't play at the bad football.
Yeah.
They're very good at
it. Any bad luck too. Sometimes they're gonna bad luck, no finishing. Yeah. Yes. But as in your game Arsenal, I think you might have hope because sana. If it wasn't for that plus 7, wangetoka na draw.
Yeah,
sana sana.
That's a win. Yeah, that's a win. Kwenda nilikuwa
Emirates.
Nilikuwa Emirates ndio. Kwenda Emirates na kudraw 2-2 na nyimko 20th, wako 20th sai.
Kwa lead 2-0 kumbuka.
That's huge. That's big. That's big for them. So Chelsea, do you foresee a focus now ama a shift for Potter now that kuna this leg up kidogo kwa quarter finals that maybe aende tu na aende na Champions League because their league, Premier League is done for them. Wako 10th, hata waki drop on the 15th, it doesn't matter to them. Now for the Champions League, can they focus on the Champions League now?
I think we focus on the focus, but I don't think watenda mbali.
Okay.
Unajua sasa wakiona pata na
Real. Alisa pata Milan.
Wakiona pata Real.
Maybe wakipata Milan. Wakipata Milan, wanaweza shinda Milan.
Wanaweza shinda Milan. Yeah, wanaweza shinda Milan.
Atia Napoli, a Benfica, ikama kuna timu nataka kuavoid kwa hiyo, in case tupite Real.
Napoli.
Napoli, Benfica. I don't get those two teams.
Benfica.
Nisa penda kuwa na Benfica versus Núñez.
Núñez. Hapa na Mastaki.
Versus Núñez. Eh, hata sumbuliwa. Konza home.
Staki.
Ooh, it will be a very good game.
Two teams I'm trying to avoid. If the other country is a Peter Real, I don't think it's a Peter, but...
Benfica wanagusa game. Mingi na jua manzono kwa hivyo unangaliwa shino. What?
Naja man. Okay, uza mtu do uleza replacement.
I don't know how once we're going to structure that team. It's them, Benfica. There's also another team. Ajax at Netherlands. Mm-hmm. Which other team? There's Leipzig at Uko Germany. You might sell your entire team, but you still have that structure in a flow.
Uleza ready replacement.
Exactly.
Ata Napoli. Napoli wa uza kudibali, wa get home chinku.
Well, Napoli...
Nothing about
South Korea and
Asia. Same difference.
Hey, we bana. What's up with Mazi? Anyway, so Champions League from the four teams that have qualified. Bayern Munich, Chelsea, AC Milan, Benfica. Out of the four, which two teams that unaona wata progress?
Hey, Napoli.
After the four that wame select. Because Napoli bado haja qualify.
Out of the four so far.
Is it Bayern, Benfica?
Bayern, Benfica, Benfica, Chelsea, Milan.
Oh, Ulf.
We'll go through. Yeah.
Bayern for sure. Bayern, Benfica.
Bayern, Benfica pia mimi. Sama tu Bayern, Benfica. Au, unajua sasa, unless time Chelsea kwa pia na Milan.
Yeah.
It's less likely.
But also I have a feeling Chelsea can beat Real.
I
actually think
that Real wala na mentality flani ya punja Champions League.
I know Zakata, but I have a feeling Chelsea can beat.
Basa watakuwa wamecheza Chelsea mara ngapi in the umesema?
Real.
Real watakuwa wanacheza nini? Chelsea mara ngapi? Because last season walicheza home and away quarters ama
quarters
last 16. The previous season I think waliparana semis or something. If I'm not wrong, ama 2 years back waliparana bado. And also in a back to that conversation in a Super League, because that year game PSG Bayern. Hey, honestly, man. You give me a Milan Spurs. Honestly, man. Indio kitu munataka kuona kwa Super League. Every single year.
Imran. The biggest Super League ambassador.
Teams gani zimesha in this season champe? Benfica, Napoli.
Watoto wako. Club Brugge when you
league. Club Brugge walikuwa anacheza poa with a new manager.
Scott Park aliharibu when that Scott Park hapo ndo aliharibu.
Hapo hivyo walikuwa wanacheza poa hadi wakapatana na Benfica.
Exactly. Exactly. But kwa kufika la 16 ni kitu kubwa.
I think kama ni season la 16 walitop group.
It was big for them. I think it is.
After this season because they lost one game. To the round of the last 16 kwa hiyo Champions League. The time we're losing that game, we'll kasha qualify. For me, I think Bayern, but I really want Napoli washing the trophy. That's my
wish. What do you feel kama Chelsea
and Real?
I think just the way they play, it's very passive. Real anapenda teams who talk kama sisi. But Chelsea, they can sit in, they can absorb and then hit you on the counter. She did two at Chelsea Konga, they don't have a finisher. You know who in Malamia. If they had a proper a striker, a finisher, they wouldn't be where they are. Because that game at Dortmund, they were playing well, and they were too mbele. Have a three striker, to be honest. So if they can get like a guy who can finish for them, all their chances, yes. And I think sometimes Champagne is not about the best team, just the team that shows up on the day.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of another team in a struggle,
Spurs.
Spurs, league on a struggle. Okay, it's very funny. Spurs wanakaa wana struggle, but wako number 4.
Jua, unashanga muna atuki hapa.
Nimi ushanga sana.
Walikuwa na...
Wamekuwa number 4 for a long time.
Walikuwa na a good start.
That's true. That's very true.
Walikuwa na a good start.
Wamekuwa number 4 for a long time.
For the longest. Ilikuwa 4-5. Ilikuwa Newcastle number 4. Tena hawa kakamo. Number 4. Oja drop past number 6. But now, conversation is Conte... Fans wame jam, style of play, manzea Spurs in our bow. Because Conte is akona one directional football and he sticks to it at a change. Wakwanza wame jamia Romero.
Romero pia ya.
Jamia Romero. Kama si red card, he does just something stupid in that match.
Na nifani tingi ni kama, he's too reckless. Too reckless. Like tunu shangani ni kama, I don't know, hampi wangu ya ji, ama he enjoys it. Jukanga gime Man City. Ali post the two pictures that got him yellow card that kwepe red card after a game. Like, what's wrong with you?
Lakini kwani, unless maybe it's in the club, maybe a jam caution.
That's what I'm wondering.
Ama mfunzi.
Are they entertaining it? Because he's attacking a game gani. I think it was Gimbardo Milan the first.
Alianza vibaya. Alianza first half vibaya. And mimi kwa ndaka red card. Hakuonyesha red card. Ilikuwa tu ya yellow. And it's something that continues. But now, in a chikesha vile, Romero is known for that. But Vinicius, and I get the most attacks for, maybe, for example, diving, I'm being fouled more, as opposed to a player who's fouling more people.
More players.
Who can injure, as in, it doesn't make sense to me.
But imagine, it's always been, you know, that's the case. Who can dive more?
Okay, dive more, you get more slack, as opposed to someone who does the tackling.
Kina Pepe, kina Savage. Yeah. They never get any
flack. Ramos as well.
They never get any flack for how they play the game. Now, they are very physical.
So, do you foresee Conte akenda before the season ishe? Ama after season ishe?
After.
Probably after, because unajua pia, unaona pia kwa ligi, uko in a good position. Unaona? Uko in a good position. Unless wa drop kwa ligi. Ambapo pia kwa ligi pia, ni mwana kama Spurs unajua. They know to choose the games to win.
But your studies walijenga for Champions League. Nakumbuka wakisema sana at that stadium is built for big occasions. Hiyo ndio ilikuwa the whole
ulisikia challenge alisema hiyo big occasion ni zima contest for Beyonce. That's the best thing that stadium can do. Na kama I think we signed partnership na F1.
What? For what?
I think underground.
Yeah, though walikuwa nasema this something underground.
There'll be a track underground.
Commercially Spurs are ahead of time. But
I think I'm realize champions may be tricky. So let's diversify. Ikuwe ya NFL, ikuwe ya concerts,
boxing.
My fans watakuwa nakuja maybe watakuwa watch ball lakini wana underground on
F1. F1. Jo me said
mkiwa na team inaluzuko juu. Unaweza da chini
Jo me said partnership. So I think I'm more to this team. I think they're ahead of their time.
Yeah.
Even though they're doing time of commercial work.
I'm in the wrong spot.
Oh, they're in the wrong
spot. Do you think Pochettino...
Spoken like a true Arsenal fan.
Do you think Pochettino to make a return?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
Anaeza.
Definitely.
You know.
I shall respond. I think he's His leg is open for work.
So he's ready. He's like,
no, no, I think they're ready for him as well.
Itakuwa kama Mourinho's second coming, Chelsea.
It worked out for him.
It worked out for the first season.
As much as you make fun of Chelsea who sack managers after almost 2-3 seasons, they're the only team in the last 20 years who are consistent in terms of
they
trophies.
They won the most.
Mm. I may win them, I think 17, I'm not sure how many trophies in about 20 years.
It's because coach anakujanga hapo na kwa under fire too. From day one.
And not all the Spurs only want is a trophy. They don't care how.
Yeah. So, I mean, 15 years without a trophy. Nothing. 2012.
2011.
We are mighty champions. The mighty champions of the Carabao.
You
have a trophy.
You
have a trophy. You have a this season, you have a trophy.
Ni kwa museum after. Yes.
Sisi hata sisi tuko na museum.
Sisi
hata sisi tuko na
museum. You won the first trophy of the season.
Who cares about the shield?
Yeah, no,
it's a charity cup.
No, it's a charity cup.
Hata usiongea. Bado mtashinda kitu yote.
Buddha, the best things I have to wait. Tunangoja for the best.
Why are you waiting and you have it? Why are you waiting and you have it?
Hizi vitu ndogo ndogo. Hizi ma side shows nafanya mapigo.
Watoe, tushia shinda.
Hizi ni masai chozi na nafanya mapigwa 7.
Ayi, baadhe italishi.
Hizi ni masai chozi na nafanya mapigwa 7. Muna focus na kitu ndogo.
Atiko tunafocus.
Na mnachapa. Na mnachapa in Newcastle 2 ima za mabuda.
We are those kind of men who show up at every occasion. Not like you who decide to focus on one specific occasion. Arusi mnajibamba the most, alafu mnalalisha the whole marriage. Yeah. So
sasa na sasa sisi tuna focus on the end goal. Ni mko mna focus on the wedding.
We show up, the marriage comes in, tunafanya kitu. Childbirth tunafanya. Yeah, we show up at every single, we rise. Unlike Arsenal.
Sir,
it didn't matter. Alikuwa na stress mzee.
Sunday mlikuwa
nyi wote ni wanaume melewanga the days. The days, man.
Country.
Speaking of rising for the occasion, okay, yeah, it makes sense. This weekend, manze. You got to say, man, golfers, waki hit the
pole.
You got to talk a statement outrageous. Anyway, Magical Kenya Open this weekend, man. On Saturday, Sunday. Come on, mtaka na masan dresses, you rise up.
To the occasion.
Oh, kyo ko njami na mani. Just as pas pia kuna ramkani ya mada.
Ndamu na bilipi wao.
To be non-explicit. Magical Kenya Open this weekend. People that are shine out. Mudage always in attracting the best of the best. In terms of the fans, in terms of the golfing.
Yes.
Everything will be yeah, ata sherehe kila tu itakuwa tu best of the best. Unaelewa like to golf, kusu golf, unakwanga fan of golf?
Na yonanga tu.
Sasa tuko at least na resident golfer.
No.
He's participated in multiple PGA tours. In his head. So at least
kwa nyumba mwenyewe.
It's a mosquito. So at least ambia watu wavae nini this weekend.
Ah, sawa. Of course, definitely, golf has its own, what do you call it, dress code. And it knows the golfers, so it's the particular kind of pants, khaki or shorts, polo shirts, hats. Also because of the weather, you wear that. Of course, also there are areas whereby, golf is a very weird sport. Uki watch, totally boring. But uki chaza, very interesting.
Very interesting.
Like you're caught up in that, it's like in a bubble, which is a very weird thing. That's the thing. I'm a million local to kujaribu, but it's a very interesting sport.
Nimetry golf last, I think last month. I can now become a golfer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very fun.
It's also a very easy sport. You don't want to struggle, na?
Recommend your manu here for join golf.
Golf is a very easy sport.
Recommend your manu. Ten hug.
That's if you're meaning. That's why Maguire is a golf.
Ah.
Yeah.
Magical Kenya. Oh,
no wonder.
So we're trying. Why are you focusing on foreigners? We are here.
Yeah.
The entertainment is here. Instead of kuenda kuwacha Senali this weekend, go and see Kabiru akicheza and shining and flying the Kenyan flag high.
Kwani wanacheza usiku?
wanacheza during the day.
Usiku ataona
manji. Mercenaries iko usiku. Mercenaries iko usiku.
Kuna sherehe usiku. Go and support local talent. Go and support local artist. Tunasemanga play KE.
It's from Friday to Sunday.
Tunasemanga play KE. Ati imeanza Thursday. Imeanza Thursday.
Ya ni sherehe kama nye manyu dipibu. Pigi ya sherehe. Ona.
Na kwa diyo
sherehe. This was a pre-game.
Kwa sherehe, kwa sinio watako, kwa kisho nini. Sima game tu pia hizo.
Any words, ama any facts that watu wanafaa kufikiria wakienda for the Mudaga Golf Cup?
I don't know about any facts, by the way, but I think in terms of terms, I think it's good just to understand how the rules of the game. So, like, every hole has something called a par. So, a par is the number of strokes you can... Strokes.
Every hole has to the occasion. Strokes. Yeah, rising to the occasion. Yeah, strokes. Ili kam, ili kuena kam.
That's what she said. So, I want to strokes before you can get to the hole. And you know, golf, by the way, is a shit.
Okay, tuacha na tuna hiyo. Any rules?
Google.
Any rules? So unasemanga siji be quiet when someone is playing.
So the places you can, when somebody about to strike the ball, of course, be quiet. The areas you can use your phone, can't use your phone.
What?
Yeah.
I don't mean a phone for golf.
Yeah, you do.
As fans. Yeah.
So the places you told don't use your phone.
Don't use your phone. Because it's attacking the players.
Yeah, especially near the players.
Attacking is silent.
Yeah, in fact, you told your phone has to be on silent. Yeah, if one has been silent, there are areas you can't speak, especially when he's about to tee off or he's about to strike. In respect to how long it will take, you can't speak. Of course, similar to rugby, there'll be areas where the players will be, then there'll be like a village, just to entertain yourself if you want to. It's good to understand also. Funny thing about sports is that you never keep your own scores. So, for instance, if you're playing like this, also, golf has also a very interesting thing. So, if you have four balls, it's called a foursome.
Jesus Christ.
So it's four of you who are playing.
Wait.
So for instance, if I'm playing, you're playing, he's playing, I'll mark CP's card. CP will mark your card, you'll mark my card. So nobody ever does their own card. Then at the end of it, you'll compare. And then all those things. So that will also determine your handicap, determine how you play, where you rank. Yeah, so no golfer ever marks for themselves. So whenever you see, and that's how it, even golf, it's paired even in tournaments. So when they begin tours, they're usually four or foursome. Then three, then two. So the final game, the two guys. And then now, of course, the caddy tells you what kind of club you can use. The guy who carries the bag and whatnot. But your competitor is the one who marks your card. So number of strikes, number what? Par, how many you've done, out of bounds, and to come. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, golf has weird rules. But yeah.
If you've not paid attention to all the technicalities, kumbuka to foursome, threesome, whatever,
balls,
show up balls, and balls, show up for show up for the weekend.
Strokes.
Exactly. If that's what you want, show up. There's something for you over the weekend.
And sundress is mine. That's the most important
thing. And for the babes out there, maybe you'll see a potential guy, you know, in attracting the affluent of them, most affluent people in Nairobi.
Kamega. Affluent guys in Kamega.
Uko sure?
Namos.
Not affluent, not in terms of like body-wise, but in terms of cash.
Dr. Kamega na pesa? Is that you saying? Is that what you are
saying? Hii episode si jita kwa ajak.
Ebu ni kujua sali ya golf. Golf kwa na mambo na team.
Yes. So you can have like, and sometimes like if APSA is a sponsor, APSA can have team APSA.
Shout out to APSA.
Yes, Afghanistan. So you can have like three guys, but all sponsored by APSA. Also, APSA are sponsoring 9 Kenyan golfers for this magical Kenya.
Nice.
And so up and coming guys. So they give them a platform to showcase their talents. To a global space. So you can be a team. Even, and usually there are different circuits that happen every weekend. And many corporates have different teams from, you just go and play and then, but usually it's a very individualistic sport. You can think of it most like athletics, whereby you have teams. And then the more points you guys get the better the team has performed. But ideally they celebrate
the individual.
Yeah.
But also kuna kwangana in kwanga America versus Europe. Kuna kwangana whole the Ryder Cup and attacking wanna select the best players in Europe versus the best players in America. And then wanacheza tu.
Yeah. And then you usually even for to be part of the tours or Ryder Cup. This is like tennis. Certain tournaments or certain guidelines, but let's say KPIs you need to have met to get into the tours.
Yeah.
So the US tour, the Masters, the whatnot, you can't just show up. And then depending on where you finish, also determines how much you earn. Sometimes if you are removed really early, mm-hmm. you make no money. Mm. Yeah. So mejipeleka huko,
and you spent a lot.
You spent a lot, you made nothing. Yeah, that's another thing about golf. Mm. Yes. But right now there's a lot of issues with golf because there's the league. Mm. Currently it's being sponsored by Saudi Arabia. These are the guys who have remained within the open circuit. Yeah, so even them, they're being their own Super League issues.
That's true, that's very true.
You know, like what, one of the most expensive sports.
It is very expensive because for instance, I was telling CP sometime this week, just if you go to play golf, if you don't have any equipment, don't have the shoes, don't have the gloves, don't have the clubs, don't have the balls, don't have the all the like you can cost you like an average of 5k just to play like 9 holes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't laugh. So it's an investment because you have to get your clubs, and sometimes not all, and getting
people can afford, not everyone can afford.
Yeah, getting a bag that has all the clubs mm-hmm. is also very difficult. So you find most guys like buy a bag, then have some clubs, not all the clubs, and they start buying off each other. Mm. Guys, I've seen guys buy gloves off each other, buy hats, and things like that. Even the particular balls guys actually look for. Not just any kind. Mm. So na pana mtu anakona asema, hey, ball ikipotea. So even goes out of bounds, which ali ataka anaitafuta.
Damn.
Ataitafuta kwezo gini za they get.
What?
This weekend, kuna match kubwa, pale Kakamega. Right. Tuko na msa wetu, anaitwa Amos, he's our resident rugby expert. Please. Mm-hmm. Tell the fans mbona wanafa kushow up.
Tudadavue. Tudadavue. Kwanza we're going to Western.
Clearly someone has got less Nelson. I'm trying to come here for Nelson here.
Tudadavue mechi.
Wait, your stuff will kuja. Eko tu saa. Wait, your stuff imetoka tu kwa akili yako like straight from.
Oh yeah.
Mwali kumekira mwusima leo.
Tudadavue. We had a teacher who used to say
that. Mwuchenju ingi kitu wakaraka. Useless.
So, this weekend, I think after Gor AFC match, this is the biggest match in Kenya today. I think the last match, Manziki kwa tunona hata mam, watu walikuja, the last encounter KCB Cabras, even the attendance, you could tell, you know, people kina celebrities wengi, you know, there's a lot of interest in it. Mm. And now it's going to Kakamega, which is now a region which is very sporty. So pale manze wananchi manze, the turnout will be high. KCB is known to provide transport to its fans.
How do they know their fans?
There's a list they check. Oh, outside the open air. They open, you send
click.
In your name.
Yeah. Click.
Yeah, so it will be a really, really great match. The beauty about it also is you can't tell who the winner will be. Because normally very, very tight.
But just a few weeks ago, Manzese were mechaza.
Yeah.
And those all, what? No, KCB lost.
KCB lost.
So... Kuna fununu that this time. But when it comes to finals, finals are hard to predict because your second team it will show up.
Yeah, true. And then the other thing also is for the KCB matches, KCB Cabras matches, you play to the last whistle. You play. Mm-hmm. So normally, in Afghan time, when I get my fans, I'm manze ref time. Because you can blink heavy, you know. Yeah. So if you lead and then it's close to, you know, end of time.
Yeah.
Fans can even invade the pitch. Mm. But which hardly happens in rugby. But there's normally that pressure to end the game because people can take 3-pointers, a penalty can, you know. Because sometimes you find the gap is like 2 points, about 3 points. Like Maliza. Also, I think the other thing I'm coming to notice is KCB comes into this final with the same coach. I think this is the fourth consecutive final. Not consecutive. Yeah, but
fourth in about 5 years. Yeah.
They are coming with the same coach, Kati Solago. Mm. But Cabras are coming. I can tell because they've had numerous coaches. Mm. Coaches. Mm.
And why is that?
I think it's an internal thing, I guess. I think the longest they had was. There's a guy called McBishop. Now who transitioned Cabras to who Cabras enter the Kenya Cup and then Kunengino may come. So, but most of them are from the southern part of Africa. So right now it's a South African coach, and they come in handy considering also Cabras have a number of South African players. They have I think two or three South African players. Mm. When it instantly when at first when it came in they had almost half the team had a lot of
foreign players. Yeah. A lot.
They had Fijians, yeah. South Africans, mm. some Namibians from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will be good.
It was one. It was one. When they started, I think up on the Onkanza Kusema, yeah. Like at least this team is trying to attract now. Attention across Africa for Kenya Cup. But now I was hoping it had translated to other teams, but it hasn't. It's only just Kabras and Onafanyanga. Menengai, a few, maybe once, one or two, sometimes Menengai and Okonga now.
At some point, Queens had.
Queens also
got access. Especially from Uganda.
Yes.
And then also Homeboys. Homeboys pit kwa kiasi. But KCB na kwanga mostly ni
local players.
And then it will also be very good to look at someone like, you know, the Fijian star Kubu, mm-hmm. his performance, man. He's clearly had a very good run.
Mm.
People are vouching for him to shine at the finals. Mm-hmm. So now he gets a call up to Kenya Sevens.
Oh, it's okay.
So one people want him to come on board Kenya Sevens. He's played for Kenya 15s.
Yeah, yes.
So now they want him to transition to. He's a good guy.
He's
Yakuja Cheze Kenya Sevens. And then also we want to see the team, because KCB, besides having the same coach, have also had the same players for such a...
For a while. People, by the way, people are on a Caribbean, in terms of retirement, maybe for some majority of players
in KCB. Mm. Yeah. Look at Kina Andrew Amonde. There's a guy called Davis Chenge. Mm. These are guys...
They've been there
for a while. So the experience is handy.
Yeah.
And also the team gelling. Mm. If you've played for like 3, 4, 5 seasons together. Hey, it means now you...
Second nature you're playing on the pitch. Together.
And then besides having the old players, they also have youngsters who are rising. Someone like they have Bakasati. Mm. He's a really good guy. Actually, some people speculate that if we were to take Asati out of the team, and say, you guys are done. But the KCP has good players, good chemistry, experience. They have good tacticians. And above all, they have, by now, already right now, washing Kakamega. So they are settled. Wanangoja.
Acclimatized.
Acclimatized. Acclimatized.
One of the
days. Okay. Acclimatized. All right.
Before starting the shoot, I was telling Zach about the ticketing and how the final has been made to be even more interesting. Mm-hmm. So the tickets have been made in such a way that they're redeemable. So it's sort of free. So you pay 200 bob, you get a bottle of water, you get juice, depending on how much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it will be, it's like, oh, that there was at some point, I think we'll call a party of sukari.
Really?
Yeah.
Cabras. Yeah.
Ah,
so you pay one.
Like a packet.
A packet of sugar. Oh. Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's a good way of marketing.
Mm.
So you're a party of sukari. And then their fans are really hyped up. So I think besides the game and everything, the commercial bit, you know, will be ticked. Mm. So Kabras watatoka hapa kusema brand yetu tumesell.
Ni kwa nyumba ya mtu.
So out of the analysis na away from now your heart ni team gani for real no now you'll shop for the day.
Is a fan of
it's a team gani?
Yeah, I love Kabras.
Oh, okay.
It's honestly it's hard to tell. Mm. It's honestly hard. And what these coaches do is the wale coaches of future game, kina Pep, you know, watatulia and then, hey, ndio mara mwisho na huyu msee achezangi bana.
Then we're going to kwa game.
Kwa game, eh. So Kabras have normally a good start. Wataanza vizuri, they make 3-4 tries game ikianza. But now they can't hold that momentum mpaka game ishe. So KCB may start slow, but they know how to hold momentum. Ama they know also how to they can make very last minute moves.
Okay.
So the only thing, the other thing with rugby is also the mistakes which can cost. So Kabras at some point, I think, well, they had a consultant ref, just to work in line.
Interesting.
In line, because sometimes unapata, you have a 2-point gap.
It's now,
the 79th minute.
Now mistakes happen.
Unapata ref a minute. And that's how you lose. It's not because you are not a good side. It's because of the
mistakes.
So also these small errors, it's what also caused the last match against Kabras, KCB. It's what caused them constant errors. It's scrums, you know, set pieces, tackling. And sometimes unapata probably, you know, player misbehaving field. So
money on the table? Team gani?
I'll put my money on Cabras.
Cabras. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cabras, I guess.
I bank with KCB. Yeah. So clearly, Mr. Yeah. Kimco in a bad mood with my money.
Are
let's go.
You said to bank charges. Bank to investor charges. I'm just saying.
I shall not comment. Also, that's also a point. Yeah. Reduce charges, yeah. You win. Yeah. If you don't, yeah. Clearly we know. And Cabra suggested sugar. Yeah. So
oh, you're not trying Cabra
never
sugar.
Tried, never tried it. So feel free. Kuna space here where you can put, place your.
Yes, to pay sugar.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. So,
man, if you're in Kakamega, make sure you show up at the Kakamega showground. Hey, man, that will be big. Honestly, if you saw the last encounter, then you can expect to double that.
I saw it through your statuses.
Yeah. Yeah. So it will be double that. And then also, if you have good shoulders, come dance Sisikoti, man.
Yeah. All right. That was almost
my conditions mean.
Lakini, ana shout out to all the babes in Kakamega. And I'm saying, just know, I'm on the way.
I'm coming.
I know I'm paying more attention to the shoulders.
Don't worry. Good shoulders come.
I'm going to kudaduki. You say what? I'm going to kudaduki. Nimekuja Kakamega kudadavua wasichana. Vidosho wa Kakamega.
What do you mean with the dual? What is the meaning of it?
Kuchambua. Warning to all the Kakamega babes. Amos is on the way. Anyway, episode 29 of the pregame. Whatever. Episode 30. Just as you said, kuna Kenya Cup this weekend. Kuna Magical Kenya Open this weekend. No excuse for you to stay at home. Of course, and kuna KPL, whatever, and multiple other sports, but the major league, Magical Kenya Open, Kenya Cup finals this weekend. No excuse for you to stay at home. Akunyeshi. If hauna plan, go and support local talents. Who knows? Maybe one day, maybe to onekana kwa cameras. Tutakuwa huko pia.
Either.
We'll be creating content. So maybe you'll show up. Yeah. And maybe you'll find a wife or a husband. I'm trying to promote love. I'm trying to shoot the bye.
I don't think you should.
Bye.
That's an issue.